been trying to discern and understand what these treasures bring us. We've been talking about core values in our church. They're listed on the front of your bulletin. I believe there's six of them. And for each core value in this sermon series, we've taken home a reminder of that core value. Today, the core value that we're speaking of is accepting. Accepting what we read and what we know and what we experience and what we encounter when we bump into Jesus in our daily lives. And we accept that when we bump into Jesus, we want others to bump into Jesus because of us, because of the things we do, and because of the way we act. That's our belief, and that's the God that we follow. So today, I'll ask you to accept some treasure. Now, as promised, you come to Mountain Community Mennonite Church, you get two for the price of one. You've already had a better sermon than I'm going to give in children's stories. So thank you, Ray. Much shorter, much more clear. But let me try here. So my treasure is for all of you. And I brought with me, not a bucket, but a treasure chest. I've always loved treasure hunts, haven't you? And so in this treasure chest is all the glorious treasures. There's gold, there's silver, there's pearls, and there's chocolate. So these two ladies, our earnest assistants, are going to be walking through. I'll ask you to take one treasure, if you will, only one, to remind you of hidden treasure. Ladies, if you could help out everybody. I hope we have enough. If we run short, I'll leave my treasure chest right here. Okay? Thank you. So, there are sermon notes. If you're so inclined, on the back of your bulletin, you can read them. If you don't like reading, we'll do a little PowerPoint if I can make it work. Technology is not my friend. There it is. That technology went too fast. So we're talking about core values from Scripture. Don read you a version from his. I think yours was the NIV. Was it? New Revised, okay. I happen to have picked up the American Standard Version. I like to crosswalk. I encourage you to crosswalk between the versions. Because some of the versions are different, as Don noted. Our version in the Old Testament comes from the translation of Aramaic, Jesus' own tongue, and Hebrew. And our understanding of the New Testament, the Gospel, comes from Greek. So we'll be blending those traditions. Imagine for a moment you are the one standing on the corner right down there by Safeway, right down there on the corner by the stoplight that you drove through this morning. Imagine you're at that stoplight. You probably have seen him early in the morning with his backpack, haven't you? He's sunburned raw. Think about what you would treasure if you were homeless. Is your worldly treasure so much better than that raggedy remnant of a human being that you speed past? Now think about your busy life for a moment. Would you accept a handout from a stranger if they stopped you in the street and offered it to you? Kind of like me offering you my little chocolate treasure. Today, we're going to learn something new. Today in worship, we'll meet a Creator God who gives us treasure we don't even ask for. We'll meet a wanderer, we'll meet a merchant, and we're going to meet a group of fishers. So, Don led us through Psalms 105. By the way, we didn't read the whole psalm, so feel free to read that after worship today. You know, before we read that, I have a confession. I used to love to read pirate stories. Yeah, pirate stories like Treasure Island. Remember that one? Some of you young ones probably don't remember that. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote a book called Treasure Island. It was about freedom. It was about sailing the world. It was about people being a bit irresponsible and people all down for adventure. They were ready for anything. You know, my innocent fantasy didn't understand true history. Real pirates also had a bad side. Yep. Stealing, murdering, plundering. But the part I liked the most was searching for hidden treasure. Remember that part? That was exciting. Would I spend my life searching the world, traveling to find the treasure of my heart? Could I accept a God of boundless love who would free me for a life of worldwide treasure hunting? Some people said to me, no, don't talk about God that way. That makes God sound simplistic, asking him those questions. I disagree. You see, we're all treasure hunters. In this world, we're all treasure hunters. Some of us define treasure differently, don't we? Maybe it's money. That's my treasure. Or maybe it's gold, like those gold coins. Or maybe it's silver or jewels. Maybe it's diamonds or pearls. Or maybe it's the wealth that I harvest from the earth. Those treasures buy us all the luxuries this temporal world can seduce. But there's another kind of treasure. If we choose to accept it, some even believe that true treasure, the treasure our souls yearn for, is found right here. Right here in this temporary world. Is it possible the secrets of eternity actually are right in front of us? Let's look at how Jesus defined treasure. And let's go back to that Old Testament verse. Psalms 105 introduces us to the idea of accepting treasure. This worship psalm, written before Jesus, says, accept the treasure of God with thanksgiving. Simply start with gratefulness. Take one Sabbath worship hour a week to say, whoa, God, you're really good. Thanks. And by the way, I believe if I call on you, your presence will be with me. Is there an app for that? I don't think so. Nope. You got to just do it. You got to just ask. This psalm is kind of a mystical poem. Mystical, yes. Even our friends of other faiths would endorse this psalm. But you know, it's ours. It's a Judeo-Christian praise poem that guides us to God. Jesus read this very same Torah psalm, and he understood it. It's the sevenfold path, you see. It transcends other beliefs and doctrines. Listen, seven ways to lift up the kingdom of heaven. Make God's name known to all people. Sing praise to the Lord. Tell of the Creator's acts. Tell somebody the good stuff. Glory in the name of God. Rejoice in your heart because God is good. And you got hope because, number seven, God's strength renews us every day. Seek the face of your Maker. Simple ways. Seven simple ways to find treasure. Let's change it up a little bit. Let's go look at Matthew. Matthew 13. You got a sermon from Don. I won't go deeply into that. Thank you, Don, for helping us think about that. This scripture speaks of accepting treasure in the way of Jesus. Jesus here in Matthew is apparently by the sea. He has left Nazareth, his home state, and he's by the ocean. Well, it's not the ocean, it's the sea. We're not sure. It says the sea. It's probably the Dead Sea, could be. And he's speaking to crowds of unbelievers, people that don't get it. It's probably the first part of his ministry, because after this he goes back to Nazareth to speak to his own people. His teaching here is very simple. We went through three parables in 3 minutes. It's focused on profound kingdom ways. Jesus is no fool. He knows the people he lives with. He knows us. He knows humans. And Jesus is crystal clear about telling us where our treasure lies. There's a little urgency there. He wants us to understand. These three parables inform our core values right here at Mountain Community Mennonite Church. But first, what are parables? What's a parable? I've been reading them for 60 years. Well, 55. Webster defines a parable as a comparison of two things. A parable is a method of conveying instruction about our lives through stories. Remember Jesus' roles? He had three of them. He was a teacher, he was a healer, and he was a leader. Right here we're seeing Jesus as a teacher. And here's what he says. The first parable starts with a comparison. He starts with, the kingdom of heaven is like a man discovering hidden treasure? No, that's not what I was expecting. You know, we don't know this person Jesus is talking about. Where's he from? Where's he going? It's a wanderer, apparently, and the wanderer stops in a field. A field. And Jesus, remember last week we talked in his first three parables, Jesus explained what a field was. Do you remember what a field is in his parable? It's the world. So a man is walking through the world. And he finds treasure in the field. Ray told us about that. X marks the spot. And he accepts this chance discovery instantly. Leaving the field, he joyfully comes back and purchases that field because of the treasure that's buried there. Then there's this merchant. This is interesting. This merchant. We don't know if this person is a Hebrew. Jesus was a Hebrew. We don't know if he's a Gentile. We're Gentiles. We don't know if this merchant was a Samaritan, who everybody hated. But it really doesn't matter. This merchant is out buying pearls. He's apparently a rich man. He's buying pearls. That's what he does. He trades pearls. And he finds the most lovely and costly pearl in the world. It's a hidden treasure. He finds it. What does he do? He immediately accepts it. He says, that's the pearl I'm looking for. And without hesitation, he sells everything he owns to get that one pearl. Then, Jesus goes on. Don't overthink this, he says. There's a net. There's a fishing net. It's worked by a group of hard-working fishers. Every day, we assume, to make a living, they go out to sea. They're toiling under the hot sun. They're toiling in ferocious storms. Some days they don't catch anything. But today, that net is miraculous. It catches more fish than they've ever seen. It's an unexpected treasure. They accept it gladly. The net is so full, they began dividing the treasure. Keep the best fish, and then set aside the fish that are bad to eat. Wanderers, merchants, fishers, which one are you? Then Jesus asked us a question. Read past where Don read. Read the next verse. Jesus looks us straight in the eye and he says, point blank, do you understand? The disciples look back. They're thinking, let's see, treasure in a field, pearls, nets. Jesus says, did you catch the meaning of the upside down kingdom where we are constantly being offered treasure of eternal peace and love? And we almost always miss that gift. We almost always refuse to accept it. The Heavenly Father says, that treasure's yours. It's yours for the taking. You don't have to steal it. It's yours. Just one thing. You have to recognize it, and you have to accept it with grace. That's it. Let's close. What does the Old Testament path to God's treasures have to do with wanderers, with merchants, with fishers on the sea of life? First, let's just keep it simple here. What if we woke up every day, each day, if we woke up in gratitude and thankfulness? Then, once we're awake, what if we accepted each day as a treasure from God? It's a treasure from the Maker, and it's given freely to all of us. Finally, we have to understand the treasure of that day might be unexpected. In this life, your treasure may surprise you. It may challenge you. And it says in the Old Testament, call on God to make that right. Because we do have an awesome God. That presence will be with us. We may find treasure in unexpected ways. We might find treasure in our daily busyness. Or we might find it in our work. Or we might find it in our friendships. Or we might find it in our disagreements. Maybe it's in a dusty field that we passed by many times. Or maybe it's a pearl lying in the mud that we keep trudging through, the mud of our lives, and there's a pearl suddenly there. Maybe our treasure is like a net in the sea. We never know what will be provided. But if we're going to get it, we got to go fishing. That's the kingdom of heaven. Will you accept it? Finally, Jesus says, do three things every day. Love God. Keep looking for the treasure as you love one another. And rejoice when you find it, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Remember, All you have to do is accept the gift. May you find your treasure this week. Amen.